US health authorities say they'll fast-track the approval of a vaccine to specifically treat the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Omicron's been found in almost 40 countries, including Australia, and the US, it's spread to at least 15 states. Drug maker Moderna says it could have an altered version of its vaccine targeting the variant within 60 to 100 days. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports.
Winter is coming and so are coronavirus cases. New infections are again above 100,000 a day in America, a 20% jump over the past 2 weeks. And now the country is also dealing with the Omicron variant. Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN.
The question for us here in the United States, now that it is clearly here, is what is it going to be as it competes with a very dominant variant, Delta?
While 99.9% of new reported cases here are the Delta strain, one third of all states have now identified Omicron. Until scientists know more about how effective current vaccines are to treating it, Dr. Fauci is urging Americans to get a booster shot, saying there's evidence they still prevent severe illness.
With Delta, when you get a level of antibody and general immune protection high enough, it spills over to protect against other variants. And that's the reason why we're saying, even with a new variant like Omicron, if you get boosted, you're going to get your level up way up. And we feel certain that there will be some degree and maybe a considerable degree of protection.
And the advice appears to be sinking in. In a single day last week, 2.2 million Americans received a COVID-19 vaccine dose. Experts say they'll know more about how resistant the new strain is to vaccines in about a week, but drug makers are already preparing to roll out another booster shot to specifically target the new threat. Moderna Chief Executive Noubar Afrayan was speaking on CNN.
There are many variations in the very binding region, and we have not seen that before. But that does not mean that the way our immune system will respond will not be adequate. And in fact, we suspect that we will see protection against the more severe hospitalization, death.
He says the company is working on three plans of attack.
One, we can boost with a higher dose. Our technology allows us to do that. We're trying a couple of what's called multivariant antigens. That's never been tried before. That is, show the body a couple of different versions of the virus and see if that breadth of antibodies can protect us. And then ultimately, we're also, as a final defense measure, developing an Omicron-specific spike, which will take a good 60 to 100 days to be ready to be deployed.
If a new vaccine proves to be the most effective weapon, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is already prepared. CDC Director Rochelle Lewinsky speaking on ABC.
FDA will move swiftly and CDC will move swiftly right thereafter.
It was only a matter of time before the new strain spread here. While countries around the globe are shutting down or contemplating it, the US is again relying on science and goodwill. This is Catherine Deese in Washington, reporting for AM.